This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rock.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, we're going to be talking about no hiding it anymore, introducing bills to normalize pedophilia, and one abomination in the sight of God. George Whitefield, the great field preacher, said that man left to himself without the grace of God is half beast and half devil. Well, here you have it right here, friends. An individual, a pedophile who is not denying any of his crimes, wins an appeal in New Jersey. Folks, do you see what's going on here? I mean, you have Joe Biden in front of your face all day long, trying to normalize the crime against children. We know that Joe Biden's a pedophile. We know that from his college roommate who told all. And, friends, here we have it. So I'm going to show you as to what they're trying to normalize, and then I'm going to show you the resolve by the end of the show, which is coming through the people in this country because they see that the courts are not delivering justice any longer. Therefore, here's a little salt on your tongue. The people will. Folks, if you want to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Sonsoflibertymedia.com, 13 to 15 articles a day, combating the lies in the mainstream media. Did you see this just to prove the point? And also to prove the point that the mainstream media, friends, is only willing to go only so far as to put Donald Trump in a, well, into the position of being the victim. Because when I went online to find it through the mainstream media, I could not find it. So, in other words, the mainstream media is used, again, to cover for those that are, in fact, guilty of conspiracy. We just found out on Thursday of last week, Donald Trump's administration never cut off the funding to Planned Parenthood. It was all set under false pretenses to give the impression that he did. We found out that he's giving $600 million a year to Planned Parenthood. That's $50 million more than Barack Hussein Obama. So, again, we just want to combat those lies, let you know what's going on, regardless of who's in front of us right now. If they do the right thing, we'll stand with them. If they do the wrong things, we'll be the first ones to stand against them. And you can find this sort of information, which is always made in reference to Deuteronomy 25, verse 1, in condemning the wicked and justifying the righteous. That's on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page, click us onto YouTube. You can watch us live and join us on live chat at any time. You can also do the same thing over on beforeitsnews.com. We're on the front page of the paper. Go ahead and click onto it. I'm sorry, on their network, on their website, and click onto YouTube. Join us on live chat. If you want to give us a call in one of the 128 affiliates that we have across the country, you're more than welcome to do so, pro or con. It matters not. Please stick to the topic, though. That number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here, right? 1 Corinthians 11:1, Acts 4:12, John 14:6, 1 Timothy 2:5. And you get the point. So again, with that said, friends, welcome to the show. Just got back from Michigan on Thursday. We did the radio show, Central Time at 3:25. We got out of Dodge, drove 13 hours straight into Michigan in a one-day drive, which I always appreciate. And with that said, friends, what we did is we got there on Friday. On Saturday, we did the event where I had the opportunity, hopefully I'll be able to tee this up for you and play it for you tomorrow, where I had the opportunity to be the keynote speaker with 17 or 18 other speakers in Michigan to confront this Jezebel that they call Mrs. Whitmer. The Governor Whitmer there, friends, who's taking orders from the powers that are tolerated in this country. And so it was a great day. And as a matter of fact, I hope my friend Rod is encouraged to do another one. And it's interesting, friends, when I first got there, Channel 6 came up to us just instantaneously. They all the well know who Bradley Dean is in Michigan. And I'm telling you that the powers that are tolerated there are at a new level of wickedness, let me tell you. And that's not speculation. It's a fact. And I'm talking about spiritual discernment that's at work here, 1 Corinthians 12. Now, what happened, friends, is Channel 6 comes up to us. They have their masks on, one girl, one guy. And she walks up to the one that put on the event in Michigan there. And she asks, can you say your name? And can you spell it for us? And so he did. And then when she came over to me, she said, can you tell us your name? And this is all on live camera, right? And she said, can you give us your name as well and then spell it out for us? So I did. And then after I spelled out my name, I said, do you want my social security number? I can give you my blood type too. And it was interesting, the response, friends. These individuals, these useful idiots in the media, friends, are almost to the point now where how dare you try to humor us? How dare you put questions to us? So what I did is I took it a step further. I walked over to them a couple minutes later and I pink and blued them. I gave them gospel tracts. And folks, they don't like being challenged on what they don't know. If they don't have a teleprompter in front of their face, they're offended. So I say offend away, but you know what? I loved them enough to give them the opportunity to repent. Acts 20, verse 21, Matthew 4, 17, Matthew 3, 2, Acts 2, 38. You get the point once again. And, you know, they have so set in their minds as to the narrative that they're told to set. And if anything goes contrary to that, friends, they won't air it, they don't like it, and they're offended that you ask them any questions. But again, I'm not here to ask the devil for permission to obey God, so I did my job. The next day, we did another event, a home event, folks, in Michigan as well. This one is about an hour and a half away from the capital in Michigan. And it was just those 2 days, friends, were, let me say it this way, at the end of those 2 days, after doing the event at the Capitol and doing the home event, which, by the way, they had about 70 people there, and they set it up outside, and it was wonderful. That's not a Bradley Dean word, but it was wonderful. I went to bed that night, friends, and the only thing that I had on my lips was, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me, I bless your holy name. That's the only thing that was going through me. And just to have the opportunity to be used by God to go out there and to seek and save that which is lost, to become a fisher of men as we follow the Christ, Mark 4:17, it's what a privilege it is. And most people don't have a clue as to what I'm saying because they've never given their life up for the purpose of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Remember, Jesus said, to those that try to save their life will lose it, but those that lose their life for my sake will find it. And folks, I'll tell you what, just this last week, I definitely found it, and it was in Christ, not outside of Him. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to get to a couple things here and then get to our main topic. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9999. Sons of Liberty Radio, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com. Informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Hi, this is Rob Pugh, publisher of Wisconsin Christian News, a national Christian newspaper, not just for Wisconsin. Thank you for supporting the work of Sons of Liberty. If you're a regular listener here, your eyes are already open to the truth. But if you'd like to open the eyes of others, Wisconsin Christian News is a great tool to help you do that. Subscribe at our website, wisconsinchristiannews.com. Also, check out our TV show, WCN-TV, offering vital information every Wednesday afternoon at WCNTV.net.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. I want to give you some audio here from Scott Jensen, a senator from Minnesota, and also a doctor that has continuously and courageously called out this governor in the state of Minnesota for who he really is. From manufactured death certificates to an executive order removing medicine that will make people healthy, to the masks, to folks, you name it. I mean, we have a serious tyrant here in the state of Minnesota, and I hope to believe that the people in this state are wide awake as to who Tim Walz is. Because, again, we judge them by their fruit, what they produce, Matthew 7:16. I want you to listen to what Scott recently said. Now, listen, I want to say this. I'm not a diplomatic guy. Diplomacy is seduction in another guy, said Ben Franklin. I don't like saying or talking around what needs to be talked to, okay? But I agree with what he said, just not how he said it, and it doesn't matter. He's in a different world than I am. I'm in my world. He's in his world. He's got a different call than I have. And I have nothing but admiration for this man taking a stand for the people in the state of Minnesota. I mean, folks, they've attacked him so much. Now he has a national platform. If only the enemy would shut his mouth, right? Had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. What happened? Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men nigh unto me. And it's exactly what's happening right now. That's why I have a national platform, friends. That's a different show. But again, we're talking about Scott Jensen calling out the governor for who he is and what he's responsible for. Again, just for the record, this is not the way I would have said it, but I totally agree with what he said. Listen to Scott Jensen, senator in Minnesota.
Good morning. It's a Sunday morning, and a couple days ago I released a video talking about hydroxychloroquine, as well as other treatment approaches to COVID-19. More than 500,000 people were reached, and quite a few questions and inputs came in. So I wanted to comment on that. My name is Scott Jensen. I serve in the Minnesota State Senate, and I represent Carver County. I'm a family doctor, and over the last 48 hours, I've talked to several patients. that have had COVID-19. One of the questions that came up from my video a couple days ago dealt with the executive orders regarding Governor Walz and hydroxychloroquine, or HCQ. Part of the reason I want to do this video is I want to make a request of Governor Walz. Please focus not so much on the answers, because with COVID-19 things are so fluid. Sometimes I think I need to ask you as a senator, as a fellow elected official of Minnesotans, I need to ask you to focus on the questions. So here's some questions that have come up from all the folks that saw or connected with the video a couple days ago. In March, when you issued an executive order effectively prohibiting HCQ from being dispensed by pharmacists regardless of a physician prescription, why did you do that?
Do you know why he did that?
At that same time, Senator Amy Klobuchar's husband was in the hospital.
Listen carefully.
Febrile for 10 days and coughing up blood, and was treated with hydroxychloroquine and did well.
Whoa.
It was ironic that on April 7th, I was having an interview with Chris Berg talking about the ambiguity being introduced into death certificates. And it was that day that Senator Klobuchar was being radio interviewed and acknowledging reluctantly that hydroxychloroquine may well have played a role in her husband's recovery. But why did you issue that executive order? And then a follow-up question. A few days ago, on August 12th, when we had a special session, you had a press conference that day, and you spoke of your frustration with the Senate and your frustration with one of your commissioners not being confirmed and so having to step away from her work. But you didn't really focus on the fact that that very day you were rescinding your March order, effectively prohibiting the use of HCQ.
Scott Jensen is telling you what the governor is doing behind closed doors.
Order, rescinding your March order. Why? During the heaviest 3 to 4 months of COVID-19 activity in Minnesota, you had basically taken that treatment out of patients' hands.
Oh.
But yet, U.S. Senator Amy Klobuchar's husband did have access.
Sounds like it must be for our safety.
It becomes a question of privilege.
Privilege, that's right.
This
privilege
is not one Minnesota. I think those questions deserve to be answered. And at the beginning of the peacetime powers, you were providing some advance notice to leaders in the legislature. But I checked in the last couple of days with the majority leader in the Senate and the chair of the Health and Human Services Committee in the Senate, and they did not receive any advance notice from you.
That's right.
Regarding your rescinding the HCQ effective prohibition. Why is not your staff letting the leaders in the Senate know?
Wow, that's crazy.
So that we could have perhaps had questions asked at the press conference.
Because he thinks he's above the law?
And how far do your executive orders go?
They're unlawful.
Do you get to decide what treatments are available to Minnesotans regarding the fact that your resume does not show that you attended any medical school?
That's right.
Who are you listening to? Are you listening to virologists and infectious disease people? Because I think that there needs to be a real focus on physician input, both outpatient physician treatment of COVID-19 patients and inpatient treatment.
Wow. Letting those that are not even doctors set the narrative.
You campaigned on a one Minnesota mantra. I think that calls for transparency. Are you being as transparent as Minnesotans expect? I know you're working hard. There is no question about that. I cannot even imagine what your mornings feel like.
Very passionate.
Sometimes you have to be overwhelmed. And I thank you and your wife and your family for putting up with the incredible demands.
Yeah.
But transparency really is one of the key building blocks to helping Minnesotans trust what our leaders are saying. And without that trust, you're not going to get buy-in. And without that buy-in, at some level of civil disobedience
Listen.
Will enter into the equation.
Yep.
when you don't make
civil
a big
disobedience
deal out of rioters and demonstrators gathering together shoulder to shoulder, but you do make a big deal about lawful citizens gathering,
whether
it be in church or for funerals or whatever, that just smacks empty.
Yes,
that just doesn't seem bona fide. So please, more transparency, more focus on questions. This is a fluid situation.
Listen carefully, friends.
Thank you, Governor.
He is telling you Scott Jensen, the senator, the doctor from the state of Minnesota, is literally telling the American people what this dictator wannabe, Tim Walz, is doing without congressional, without senatorial, without any representation, friends, approval. As to what he's doing, he definitely doesn't have the constitutional authority to do what he's doing, friends. But the fact of the matter, he is just roughshodding everybody and implementing that which is unconstitutional. And Senator Scott Jensen is telling you, America, this isn't just Minnesota, as to how they're operating. They're taking orders from powers, friends, that are foreign to we, the people in this country, that have no authority whatsoever. Then he calls out Tim Walz for the fact that, well, I didn't ever see or do I know of that you ever went to school to be a doctor. So how is it that you could be addressing things, namely in the medical field, that we're going to further help the American people, namely the people in the state of Minnesota? Where are you getting that authority? I can tell you, Bill Gates, Melinda Gates, the powers that are tolerated, this current administration, with that little rat, Anthony Fauci, along with the help of the CIA-controlled media, that are just driving the narrative regardless if it's true or not, and we all know that it's not true. So, America, why are we pretending? And that's exactly what I got from this piece with Scott Jensen calling out the governor. Why are we pretending with these people? How is it that we've been desensitized to allow them to continuously assail us in this people, in this country, that work for us? This is like an employee continuously assailing his employer. And this is what's been going on in this country for a long, long, long time. Now let me just answer the obvious question. Where is he getting that authority from? Scott's letting you know, friends. He's putting the question to your heart to ask the governor in the state of Minnesota. Those that are across the United States of America pushing the perpetuated fraud. Where are you getting that authority? I can tell you, from the ignorance of the American people that don't know the difference, because they've never taken an hour and a half to read their founding documents. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge, and so it is, friends. When we come back, we're going to be talking about not hiding it anymore, friends. This is going to offend you, to say the least. It's not just a pedophile that's been busted that's sitting in jail right now, but it's also a pedophile that calls himself a representative in San Francisco. Be right back.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he's not ordered the U.S. Postmaster General to slow down the mail ahead of November's elections.
I have encouraged everybody, speed up the mail, not slow the mail. And I also want to have a post office that runs without losing billions and billions of dollars a year.
Postmaster General Louis DeJoy will be testifying before the Democratic-led House Oversight Committee next Monday. The Justice Department is announcing new regulations that detail how convicted sex offenders should register under the National Registration System in an effort to ensure reporting to the registry is adequately enforced. According to the Department of Justice, the proposed regulations will enhance the enforcement of registration and notification across the country and ensure that information about sex offenders is available to everyone. You're listening to USA Radio News. As the Democratic National Convention begins tonight, former President Barack Obama will be among the speakers this week. His wife, Michelle Obama, former First Lady, will be addressing the convention tonight. Jeff Weaver was the campaign manager for former presidential candidate Senator Bernie Sanders. He says there will be some moderate Republicans speaking at the DNC convention, but reminds everyone,
I think there are people who understand that this is a demonstration of the fact that Joe Biden's coalition is very big, his electoral coalition. But I think those of us in the progressive wing of the party are determined to make sure that once Joe Biden is elected, that people like John Kasich are not part of the governing coalition.
Some delegates have also voiced their concern regarding Kasich speaking as well. Home builder confidence is running at a record high. The National Association of Home Builders says its housing market index jumped 6 points to 78 in August. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Friends, we just got back from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. We were in Brainerd the month before that. We just got back from Michigan. In a week and a half, we're going to be in Kentucky. If you want to book us outside of that, now is the time to do that. That number is 1-866-233-0747. I'm the guy that will come in and do what most are unwilling to do, tell the truth. And if you want us to be a part of what you are doing in telling the truth, we can do this. We definitely can do this. I just seen it again last week in Michigan, the week before that, or the month before that, I seen it in Pennsylvania, the month before that, I seen it in Brainerd, Minnesota, and I could go on and on over the last 23 years as to what can be done. Let's quit talking about what can't be done. Let's start talking about what can be done, but let's show the world our faith by our works and the will to fight so that we can do all that we can do and leave the results to God, because He definitely answers every given time. And the answer to America's dilemma is, read this, Isaiah 26 verse 9. When thy judgments are in the world, the inhabitants of the earth will learn righteousness. Okay, and that is a mercy, especially upon the innocent in this country today. We need judgments upon the heads of the wicked, because we see that man is not willing in government to do what they're called to do by enforcing the law, by maintaining order, by condemning the wicked and justifying the righteous. We see just the exact opposite, Isaiah 5:20. And just to prove my point, I want to cover this because it is exactly what's happening today in America. Folks, they're not hiding it anymore. Did you know that in San Francisco, I want you to listen to this, friends. This is what's happened since the American people gave a green light to the GLBT, the LGBTQRSTUVWXYZ, and whatever else you want to call it, and the churches in America. Folks, by giving them a green light, I told you since day one, because I did my homework before we begin to cover the topic. It's about the kids. Okay? They're not hiding it anymore. And I'm talking about the homosexual agenda. Sodomy, which is a felony in every state of our union. It's against, God calls it an abomination. Leviticus 18:22, 20:13, Jude 1:7, Romans 1:24. The list goes on. 30 times more, friends, in reference to Scripture, condemning homosexuality, sodomy, for what it is. It's an abomination. There's nothing natural about it. If it was, we wouldn't be here right now. Okay? Did you know that the North American Man-Boy Love Association, their slogan is sex before eight, before it's too late? Did you know that? Did you also know that just last week I'd taken the time to reveal to the American people that those that call themselves representatives in this country are in fact advocating for sodomy, pedophilia, and pornography are also guilty of the crimes? Did you know that? In many cases. I did a show on that last Saturday, the Saturday before this last one, forgive me. It was a great show. Called them out by name. Sharing with the American people, these were the ones that were advocating for sodomy, homosexuality, pedophilia, pornography, all against God's moral law. Why were they advocating it and for it? Because they were guilty of it, period. Senator Scott Weiner introduced a bill to decriminalize men having sex with little boys. Okay? San Francisco State Senator Scott Weiner has introduced a new bill to decriminalize adult men having sex with boys, and he and his allies in the media are smearing all opposition as homophobic and anti-Semitic. See, friends, this is a prime example. While they play the victim, they perpetuate the crime. They pull your hair, they smack your face, and when the cameras show up, they play the victim, and then they accuse others, namely the innocent, of the crimes that they're guilty of. Read Revelations 12:10 when you get a moment. Listen carefully. He's introduced a bill to normalize pedophilia, to decriminalize adult men having sex with boys. And listen, he and his allies in the media are smearing all opposition as homophobic and anti-Semitic. See how the media works, friends? Oh my goodness, friends, if you would just learn that one tactic, you could take it to the enemy. Who cares if they browbeat you? Who cares if they polarize you? Who cares if they scoff at you? Who cares if they mock you? Stand up for the innocent, friends, namely the little ones. And then they have the audacity, friends, to suggest that people in this country are that stupid to believe we don't know what the whole agenda is about. Of course we do. But I was called 15 years ago crazy. Can you believe that homophobic Bradley Dean? Can you believe that hater would actually stand up for the little kids? Or, I'm saying that, of course. But what were they saying? Oh, it's not about the kids. You're crazy. That's all you had to do is look to Canada, friends, to understand exactly what it was about. It's about the kids. Let me say it again. North American Man-Boy Love Association carries signs in gay pride parades in America, and the slogan is sex before eight, before it's too late. Now, if you've never heard, by the way, of the Homosexual Manifesto by Michael Swift, this was reprinted because it was brought into the congressional record of the United States Congress in Gay Community News February 15th through the 21st in 1987. Okay? We also know, just for the record, that over 5,000 members of the Department of Defense at the Pentagon were busted during an ICE investigation under Barack Hussein Obama for downloading child pornography, over 5,000 members. We also know Barney Frank, his apartments, representative from Massachusetts, his apartment in Washington, D.C. was used for a homosexual prostitution ring. Okay? We know about conspiracy of silence. We know about the pedophile rings in Washington, D.C., where they were stealing little kids from Nebraska orphanage, Boys Town in Nebraska, and getting them hooked on drugs and then selling them off to politicians in Washington, D.C. You can watch the documentary. It's called Conspiracy of Silence. We know that this has been going on. Even before that, in 1973, during the Watergate scandal, that was a cover. The media covered the scandal for what it was, and they covered for the conspirators for what it was, because it was cover-up for a pedophile ring in Washington, D.C. If you want to know why those that you call representatives in this country are working against you, it's because you're tolerating their crimes against children on so many different fronts. You can mark Paul Benazzi's word on it, because he was the one that used to groom children that were either ripped off or brought into these political pedophile rings in Washington, D.C. This is happening all across the country. What do? They get into Washington, D.C. or their respective states, and then what they do is get the men in compromising positions with children. What they don't know is they're being filmed, and then they're extorted. They're told what to do, and if they don't do it, then they're ousted, like the 87 that were ousted last Saturday's radio show, the week before this last Saturday. Okay? I want you to listen just to a couple sentences of this. This is the Homosexual Manifesto. It's in the congressional record. It starts off with this: "We shall sodomize your sons, emblems of your feeble masculinity, of your shallow dreams and your vulgar lies. We shall seduce them, your little boys, in your schools, in your dormitories, in your gymnasiums, in your locker rooms, in your sports arenas, in your seminaries, in your youth groups, in your movie theater bathrooms, in your army bunkhouses, in your truck stops, in your all-male clubs, in your houses of Congress, where men are with men together." This is the Homosexual Manifesto. This is what you've accepted, America. "Your sons shall become our minions and do our biddings. They will be recast into our image. They will come to crave and adore us. Women, you cry for freedom. You say you are no longer satisfied with men. They make you unhappy. We, concierge of the masculine face, the masculine physique, shall take your men from you then. We will assume them. We will instruct them. We will embrace them when they weep. Women, you say you wish to live with each other instead of with other men. Then go and be with each other. We shall give your men pleasures they have never known, because we are foremost men too. And only man knows how to truly please another man. Only one man can understand the depth and feelings, the mind and body of another man." Listen carefully. Homosexual Manifesto. "All laws banning homosexual activity will be revoked. Instead, legislation shall be passed which endangers love between men. All homosexuals must stand together as brothers. We must be united artistically, philosophically, socially, politically, and financially. We will triumph only when we present a common face to the vicious heterosexual enemy. If you dare to cry faggot, fairy, queer at us, we will stab you in your cowardly hearts and defile your dead, puny bodies." These are the victims. Okay, friends? "We shall write poems of love between men. We shall stage plays in which man shall openly caress man. We shall make films about the love between heroic men, which will replace the cheap, superficial, insipid, juvenile, heterosexual infatuations presently dominating your cinema screens. We shall sculpt your statues of beautiful young men, of bold athletes, which shall be placed in your parks, your squares, your plazas, the museums. The world will be filled only with the paintings of graceful naked lads." Folks, this goes on and on. Listen, "We will unmask the powerful homosexuals who masquerade as heterosexuals. You will be shocked and frightened when you find out that your presidents and their sons, your industrialists, your senators, your mayors, your generals, your athletes, your film stars, your television personalities, your civic leaders, your priests are not the safe, familiar heterosexual figures that you assumed them to be." Folks, I'm reading from the Homosexual Manifesto, which was entered into the congressional record back in February of 1987. But for some reason or another, people left the Word of God and they've taken it for the governor's words and the mayor's words and the representative's words. That, friends, that these people, they're the victims, and they deserve their rights that God never gave them. But we're willing to go ahead and supersede God's word and give them privileges. And why would they do that, friends? Because they're guilty of it. By the way, there's a whole nother paragraph of the Homosexual Manifesto. And folks, it gets worse and worse. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Troy Newman, president of Operation Rescue, and you're listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio, your daily inoculation against Satan's lies and the twisted logic of the left. Listen at your own risk. You may just become a patriot.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Attention radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, I'm very pleased. When I started the show, friends, there was a couple hundred shares on this. It has doubled now just over the last 15 minutes, and I totally appreciate that, and so do the children, because these people, these pedophiles, these criminals are hoping to get these things passed because what's happening, friends, they're attempting to normalize pedophilia. They're not hiding it anymore. As a matter of fact, we were just talking about how San Francisco's Scott Weiner introduced bill to decriminalize men with boys' sex. This isn't a joke. It's really happening, friends. A full-fledged sodomite calling himself a representative trying to decriminalize crimes against our children. And now let me remind you, when you look in Scripture, friends, look at Exodus 22. He said, "If the fatherless at all cry out unto me, I will surely kill them with the sword." Number one. Also, go over to Luke 17, too. What does it say? It's better for them to take a millstone and wrap it around their own necks and to cast themselves into the sea rather than to offend one of these little ones. And we better understand, friends, Jude 1. And what does it say? And I want you to listen to this, friends, because Jude is writing to them that are sanctified by God the Father and preserved in Jesus Christ and called. Listen to this carefully, because we see churches that are the responsible party for advocating the sodomite agenda in the first place. Okay, listen carefully, okay? This is Jude. Beloved, when I gave, this is verse 3, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, liberation from sin, remember Jesus came into the world to deliver his people from sin, Matthew 1:21, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend. Fight for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. For there are certain men crept in unawares, who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness, carnal lust. These are the ones that are hirelings. These are the ones that God calls the whores in the pulpits. These are the ones that are using the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh, and it's a spirit of Antichrist, friends. Period. Read 1 John 4 when you get a moment. 1 John 4. And denying the only Lord God, our Lord Jesus Christ. Then he said, listen carefully, judgment comes swiftly. I will therefore put you in remembrance, though you once knew this, how that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterwards destroyed them that believed not. And the angels which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he hath reserved in everlasting chains under darkness unto the judgment of the great day. What's the next thing that he says, friends? Verse 7, Jude, even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication, sex before marriage, and going after strange flesh, are set forth an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Whoa! Why was Sodom and Gomorrah judged, America? Because Abraham couldn't find 10 righteous people to stand against them. That's why God had to judge Sodom and Gomorrah. Why is he judging America today? Why is he going to have to become more severe in his judgments? Because man refuses to stand up for the God of Israel on his behalf by preaching forth his words and keeping his commandments unto judgments to keep and to do them and establishing righteousness and peace within the gate. That's why. And that's exactly where we're at today. And who becomes a prey? The little kids. Folks, look at CPS, Child Protective Services, friends. How many times have they been called out for trafficking children? Halliburton's a part of this. Shaney's organization. The list goes on. The Clintons are a part of this. The Obamas were a part of this. We know what's happening. Whatever starts at the top goes to the bottom. Whatever starts at the top goes to the bottom. And if you think for one moment God is going to show mercy to a nation that doesn't protect its innocent in the womb, and out of the womb, friends, you better know that he's going to intervene. And you're going to wish that you would have obeyed when you had the opportunity to obey. Hey, folks, the right time to do the right thing is today. It's right now, not tomorrow. On the behest of our children, on the behalf of our children. And yes, they are our children. I want to say it again. San Francisco State Senator, believe this or not, friends, a Senator, Scott Weiner, introduces a bill to criminalize adult men having sex with boys. What do you think he's guilty of, friends? Are we going to just sit back and pretend with him? Are we just going to sit back and let him open another gate? To make our children, on the behalf of pedophiles, to make our children a prey before them? I think not. I'm going to go to the next point. Hey, folks, we have an individual, a pedophile, in New Jersey. Wow. You can't make it up. New Jersey 101.5 reported. Good for you guys, by the way. A convicted sex offender who argued that pedophiles are victims of discrimination and that laws against sexual contact with children, he said, violates his rights. Did you know that he's just been granted a narrow appeal? And why is that, friends? This isn't law. Why? Because God never gave not just the pedophiles or the homosexuals or the adulterers or the fornicators or any other transgressors of his moral law the right. He never gave them the right to transgress law. You want to talk about stupidity in action? Not only on the part of the pedophile, but also on the part of the courts. But then again, we've had attorneys on the radio show, friends, where when they graduate, I told an attorney friend of ours just a couple of weeks ago on the radio show that out of 400 graduates that just graduated law school, when they were asked where law came from, they couldn't tell you. I'm not making it up. This is why we're in trouble. The legal victory this month was not based on what the court called the defendant's unusual or the unusual strategy of promoting pedophilia, but on the constitutional right to a speedy trial, they said. Wow. Yeah, that sounds like the Bill of Rights guys, just for the record. Okay. The now 31-year-old Gary Walechsky was first arrested in 2009, but it took 7 years before his trial started. I want you to listen to this. In a 44-page decision released January 28th, a three-judge appellate panel said that part of this delay was the fault of the pedophile, who insisted on representing himself. Okay, I just want to get to his crimes, just so you can understand what's going on here. Wachleski was accused of and readily admitted using his Xbox to communicate with boys ranging in 10 to 15 years old, getting them to send his sexually explicit videos and sending them sexually explicit videos of himself. Okay? He goes on and says, pedophiles are a persecuted minority in that the New Jersey Code of Criminal Justice wrongfully makes this conduct a crime. Now, why would he go so far as to think that? Because of the fact that the American people gave the said sodomites in this country, small portion, though they be, a green light to go ahead and come out of the closet. Well, they came out of the closet. They want to force heterosexuals, Christians, into the closet, and the American people gave him a pass. Okay? Sending videos of himself to children from ages 10 to 15 years old, and he's the victim. Okay? I just posted the article right on my live chat. If you want to go check it out, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to the video, and join us on live chat. You'll see the article and the videos right there. And you can also see the same thing on beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. Click onto the video, go to the right side, join us on live chat. The video is right there, as is the content. I'm not going to go through the whole stories because I'm not going to go into the details. You get the point. They're playing the victim while they perpetuate the crime. They're playing the victim as they perpetuate the crime. Now, in conclusion, I can tell you right now, friends, that the American people are sick and tired of being sick and tired when it comes to seeing the way that these said representatives are violating the law and our children, and how it is that the courts are lowering the law by advocating for crimes against children, which is, in fact, making them a prey. Oh, that's just the direction you do not want to go. Okay? Regardless, the American people are now responding in a way to these crimes and these criminals where these pedophiles will no longer need a courtroom. Did you hear what I said? America, I'm speaking to you. Daddies and mommies, listen to me carefully. I'm speaking to you. Because the courts, friends, are lowering the law, failing to bring justice to these pedophiles that are laying for innocent children, to violate them at will, the American people are now beginning to respond in a way that these criminals, friends, these pedophiles, will no longer need a courtroom. Hey, you homosexual lobby, you may go ahead and think you're deceiving people, but the fact of the matter is you're deceiving yourselves. You may think that you're getting away with something, but the fact of the matter is you're tightening your own noose. You're going to fall into the pit that you yourself have dug. You should take a couple minutes just to peruse the Word of God to see what happens to those that lay for children. And by the way, I'm talking about your eternity. And if you are a pedophile, I also want to remind you that you've already crossed the line. You're at a point of no return. So you better make the most of it. And as you do, remember, when daddy finds out about it, or the guy down the street finds out about it, Don't think that you're going to get another chance to go to court and stand in front of a judge that's not going to bring forth justice. No, daddy's going to take care of that. And you better know daddy's going to take care of it. It's called Vigilante, friends. Got the video on the same feed. Check out the Vigilante Justice. When the law fails to serve us, then we must serve the law. We'll talk to you in 23.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now?
Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.